For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President George H.W. Bush has died in Texas. He was 94. The 41st president had battled a series of illnesses in recent years, bronchitis, Parkinson's, pneumonia, and sepsis, with numerous hospitalizations. But the biggest blow came on April 17th, when he lost his wife Barbara after 73 years of marriage. As a young Navy pilot, Bush's plane was shot down and he had to bail out over the Pacific. As a far older man, he would jump from planes again to celebrate his 80th, 85th, and 90th birthdays. He was asked why he still skydives.
It feels good. There's an exhilaration. It sends a message all around the globe that just because you're an old guy, you don't have to sit around drooling in the corner. Get out and do something. Get out and enjoy life.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The biggest news from the G20 summit in Argentina so far is the scratched meeting between President Trump and Russian President Putin. Defense Secretary James Mattis says the U.S. is fed up.
There is no doubt the relationship has worsened. He tried again to muck around in our elections this last month, and we are seeing a continued effort along those lines.
The White House says President Trump spoke briefly with Putin, but there was no formal transcript of their encounter. An earthquake has rocked Anchorage, Alaska, and it was followed by a series of strong aftershocks. Brian Olin explains.
One or two shakes and they're done. Nothing like the, 30 to 45 seconds that the first one was.
Impressed with his own state's response to the 7.0 quake, Governor Bill Walker.
Building codes mean something. Inspections mean something. And then the response that we've had, has it been a 7.2 earthquake? Our response was a 10.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A former mayor and current governor are launching an initiative to fight the nation's opioid abuse epidemic. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Announcing their initiative in the Friday edition of USA Today, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and current Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf say they're committing $50 million to help as many as 10 states hit hardest by the epidemic, including Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's drug overdose rate is nearly double the national average, with more than 5,400 deaths last year. The money from Bloomberg Philanthropies will help states focus on cutting down overprescribing opioids, improving access to treatment, and expanding the availability of life-saving drugs for people who do overdose. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Broadway star joins the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Writer, lyricist, and composer Lin-Manuel Miranda receives a star on the Walk of Fame. He's best known as co-creator and star of Hamilton and also stars in Disney's new Mary Poppins movie. During the ceremony, he noted that legacy is a recurring theme of his work.
What is a legacy? It's planting seeds in a garden you never get to see. Well, we get to see this star every day on the corner of Hollywood and Argyle. And one day they'll put flowers on this star. But not today.
The Broadway star has won 3 Tony Awards, 3 Grammys, an Emmy, and a Pulitzer. He also co-wrote songs for the soundtrack to the animated musical Moana. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.